Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Tuesday, May 3rd. And we had a humongous NFL story dominating Monday. Yes, dominating above the NBA playoffs. By the way, three of the first four second round games were very bad. Not good watches at all. And I'm glad for some NFL news, even though it's a team I fully support. The Arizona Cardinals. Now, we decided to talk about the DeAndre Hopkins six-game suspension with a guest, Phoenix radio guy I go on with fairly often in the desert. His name is Jody Ehler, Fox Sports Radio in Phoenix. We brought him in, and it's weird how the Arizona Cardinals have been probably one of the five most talked-about teams in the offseason, given the Kyler Murray situation. Given the Kyler Murray situation unfolding the way it has for a star quarterback who's still on his rookie deal, given the DeAndre Hopkins suspension, losing Christian Kirk in free agency, acquiring Hollywood Brown on draft night, which very clearly was in relation to the Hopkins suspension. Listen, the Arizona Cardinals are kind of a big deal right now. They are. And listen, I've professed my love for them on this podcast. I have said that I kind of have a nice little connection there going on with the organization, sitting on some stuff that I'm not willing to reveal yet about the Cardinals. Listen, I am bullish on this team's outlook. I'm a believer in Kyler Murray, Cliff Kingsbury. I've seen the Kingsbury meltdowns in each of the last two seasons late in the year. I get that. And Kyler Murray being afraid of Aaron Donald, I think I said that on this podcast, and it got some pickup. Yeah, he was clearly afraid of Aaron Donald. He clearly was quitting in that playoff game. He did not want any more. No mas, the famous boxing statement when that was it. That's all I could take. Duran, Sugar Ray Leonard, I believe. Gosh, if I mess that up, I'm going to hear from you guys. But yeah, Arizona's a flashpoint now. And DeAndre Hopkins, six-game suspension, everybody's going to be selling. I'll tell you right now, double down. Double down. Last year, when you lose Hopkins to an injury in the middle of the season, when he's your star, yeah, it's tough to pivot on the fly. Very tough. You got 5 months now before the season starts. Cliff Kingsbury's got all the time in the world to figure this out. They picked up Hollywood Brown. AJ Green is back. Rondale Moore will have a more of a featured role. I don't think this is the end of the world. I like the tight end pickup in the draft, as I said on yesterday's podcast. I'm telling you, they're in good shape. Arizona is in very good shape here to win the division. When I head out to Vegas to enter the Super Contest, again, still have not cashed yet. Frustrating as hell. I've been close twice. Just to cash at all would be very nice. Winning it, that's another story. But when I go out to sign up, I will bet the Cardinals to win the division again. Boy, that was nearly one of my better season futures. I don't do a ton of futures. I don't like to tie up that much money in NFL futures when wacky things happen, injuries, etc. So I will be backing Arizona to win the division. It's not going to be Seattle. I don't think it's going to be San Francisco with Trey Lance, although let's see what happens with Jimmy G saga. And I guess you could make an argument that the Rams are going to be the class of the division, but let's see how that pans out. Again, we've seen some Super Bowl teams kind of take their foot off the gas, take a step back. It's not a given that the Rams are going to come out on fire. And the schedule is going to be very tough for the Rams' first-place schedule, so that'll factor in. So we'll talk to Jody Ehler in a minute about that. I just want to quickly riff on the NBA games we saw. Obviously, Sunday, the Warriors-Grizzlies game was phenomenal. The Bucks-Celtics game was a snoozer. Listen, Miami-Philly was awful without Joel Embiid. Miami races out to a huge lead, Philly comes back, and then, you know, expectedly, we see a total fold job by the Sixers in the second half. Now, I can't go out here and kill James Harden because he's fighting with one hand tied behind his back, but when he takes 13 shots in the entire game, 35 minutes, gets to the line four times, I was not very impressed with Harden's game. Listen, it's clear he's not the same guy he used to be. We know that. We've known that for a while. This could have been his chance to show people, hey, old James Harden, he's raring to go. He's ready to rock and roll. And he was most definitely not ready. James Harden, I told you guys on the gambling show I do with Cowherd on Mondays, I bet the under 42.5 points, rebounds, assists for Harden. Minor sweat in the third quarter, but he did nothing in the second half. Nothing. Finished with 16-9-5. Tyrese Maxey was a loser for me. I bet him over 2.5 threes. He only hit one. Couldn't throw it in the ocean. Tobias Harris had a good game, but he was minus 25. Like, Harden minus 25, and the final 5 minutes were all garbage time. Heat rolled without Kyle Lowry. Now, when Embiid comes back, it'll be interesting. Can they win this with Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero? Tyler Hero at 25 off the bench. I think they can. If they don't get Embiid back at full strength, this could be a sweep. Miami's looking good. Miami Bucks next round seems inevitable. Now, the nightcap, surprisingly not that close. Final score kind of close, but this was a Phoenix lead wire to wire. They jumped out to like a 12-point lead in the first quarter and cruised. I'll say this. I don't feel optimistic about the Sixers after watching them get destroyed. I have some questions about the Celtics. I think Dallas is firmly still in this series because, folks, there ain't no way they're shooting 50-40-100 again from the field. From the field and free throw line. 50% from the field, 40% from three, 100% from the foul line. Like, they pitched nearly a perfect game. They dropped 69 points in the first half. Okay. Cam Johnson came in with the flamethrower. Jay Crowder is hitting threes. Chris Paul basically didn't need to do that much. Three assists. I mean, it was a pretty easy game. DeAndre Ayton just too big inside. They said, hey, you know, Utah did not use Rudy Gobert against the Mavs. I think he had, what, 5 post-ups in the entire series? Maybe 4. And Ayton went for 25 points on 20 shots. Very impressive showing from Ayton. I know people are going to go gaga. Oh, DeAndre Ayton. See, I told you guys. He was a max player. He's so good. He's so good. Like, settle down. He's going against a small Mavs team. Can we relax? What did he do in the finals? Where was he against the Lopez-Giannis combo? Let's settle down. The best player in the game, as we know, was Luka Doncic, who was unbelievable. Just kept his team in the game, got nothing from his wingmen, Dinwiddie and Brunson. And one of my reasons that I like the Mavs to have a chance in the series was we haven't seen them against the Suns with Dinwiddie and Brunson and Luka and the full arsenal. Well, I mean, it was pretty clear early that Dinwiddie and Brunson did not have it. Like, I like those guys a lot as role players. And when you have Luka setting them up, you're in great shape. Brunson just couldn't get on track at all. He did not look like the guy who was commanding top dollar last round. Remember, it was basically one of those series where he's like, you know, nobody can stop me. I'm a dominant point guard. Now he's going against a real team. No disrespect to Mike Conley and the Jazz. But Brunson really struggled, could not get his shot going, got in foul trouble early. I think he picked up three in the first half that put him behind the eight ball. And, you know, if Maxi Kleber doesn't drop five threes in the first half, you know, Mavs might lose this by 25. But Luka kept him in it because he is the best player in the NBA. He's the best offensive weapon in the league. Nobody, absolutely nobody can check him. Bridges had no chance. He almost had a 40-point trip-dub in game one. I mean, it was just a great performance from Luka Doncic. The guy is phenomenal. I don't care if you don't like the whining at calls. Yeah, it's off-putting a little bit. But watching this guy go in basically slow motion and doing whatever he wants. And when I say whatever, it's very automatic. Like, anytime he gets the ball on the block, it's going in. I know he got his pocket picked up by JaVale McGee, and everybody's going to go crazy. Oh, JaVale McGee picked him clean. That's the highlight of the game. Like, okay, fine. Fine. JaVale McGee did pick his pocket. Luka had five turnovers. Did you watch the rest of the game? The only reason this was single digits was Luka Doncic. This has a feel of Clippers-Mavs from the last couple years. I don't know that it's going to go seven, but the Mavs are not getting swept in this series. That is not happening, short of an injury or something catastrophic. I like what I saw from Dallas. I think they got a chance. But ultimately, Suns cruise. And we had three of four games that were just not interesting at all in the fourth quarter. One good one. NBA playoffs, got to pick it up, guys. All right, let's get to our interview with Jody Ehler, Fox Sports Radio in Phoenix.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, so to break down the Arizona Cardinals, I don't know, dysfunction is the right word, catastrophe, whatever you want to call it, we're going to bring in Jody Ehler, Fox Sports Radio in Arizona. Does a four-hour show by himself. I think he's got some good content with DeAndre Hopkins. Jody, how are you, man?
I'm great. Days like this are where doing 4 hours doesn't sound as daunting as it sometimes can be.
Yeah. I can't believe you do 4 hours every day. I had a three-hour radio show on weekends, and you know that it was supposed to be a national show, but of course I'm going to shoehorn my Jets in there. And there's just, you know, during the dog days of summer, there's not 3 hours on one day a week. You're doing four hours a day, but I mean, oof. I guess you're going to get a lot of calls on DeAndre Hopkins, huh? Let's get started. Big picture. Obviously, everybody's going to say they were terrible without him down the stretch. They kind of cratered. They should have won the division, ended up not winning the division, and then look horrible in the playoffs. Do we expect more of the same, or because they have, you know, a four-month heads up on this, they should be okay?
Well, I think it's timing is interesting. Obviously, they were prepared for this in the draft. I think this helps contextualize the Hollywood Brown acquisition and the Trey McBride drafting in the second round. Tight end was nowhere near their top needs going into the offseason. So running two tight end sets, Hollywood Brown, you give up the 23rd overall pick, makes sense. I think they're in trouble, though, Jason. I mean, listen, they were 1-4 down the stretch without DeAndre Hopkins last year. Obviously, Kyler Murray was banged up. We saw in that wild card game, without like a clear number one guy, Kyler struggled to sort of make decisions and figure out how to sort of manipulate the second and third levels. DeAndre Hopkins commanded so much attention, and like different from Hollywood Brown, and that you had to really be aware of DeAndre Hopkins on every single down and distance and snap. I mean, if it's third and one, Nuke was likely to get a first down just as much as he was on first and 10. So I think this is a huge loss for them. And I think Kyler Murray staying healthy is obviously the first, sort of thing they need for next year, but they're going to need a better answer than AJ Green's cadaver year two.
Oh, geez, that's so harsh. Listen, that figure a radio guy being super negative. Okay, Jody, let me put the positive spin on, okay? First of all, the division's going to be very down. I think we would all agree that the Seattle Seahawks, one of the bottom five or six teams in the league, certainly in the NFC. I think the Niners are going to go through some tough times, especially if Trey Lance is the starter. Debo Samuel and Happy, we'll see how that goes. Rams, Super Bowl hangover. I think if anything, maybe there's a positive out of this lack of Hopkins. Hey, we struggled without him last year. We know Kingsbury got his new deal. He's going to have to be in the lab cooking up, I don't know about a new offense, but definitely a new look. Like you said, two tight end sets, maybe quicker passes. And, you know, the reliance upon a superstar receiver sometimes, you know, it gets you, it's third and four. I know Hopkins is going to be my guy. Well, you know what? Maybe we should spread it around and look to not just go to one guy. Gives us more of a diverse look. Is that too optimistic on my part?
No, I mean, I think it makes sense. I think obviously they're going to have to do that. They don't have a choice. The problem is like AJ Green, while he had nearly 900 yards last year, was not a guy that created much separation. That was not going in. It was true. Antoine Wesley stepped in out as an undrafted free agent, one of Cliff Kingsbury's boys from Texas Tech. He's not an NFL caliber wide receiver that's going to draw the attention of receivers. They misused Rondale Moore last year, second round pick, another speedy undersized guy. They used him as a gadget guy, never gave him a chance downfield. So I think they're going to have to do some cramming in OTA's training camp and preseason to be prepared for this. You know, Cliff Kingsbury spends a lot of time talking about, and people around Cliff Kingsbury, how much time he spends watching film, preparing. And I believe all of it. I believe he's a worker bee. I believe, you know, looks can be a little deceiving with Cliff Kingsbury. I think the dude eats, sleeps, and breathes football. I also don't think he's particularly good at adjusting offensively. Mm. And now he's going to have to do this week one. And by, I mean, the adjustments that you would hope to sort of add as a wrinkle down the stretch in November and December, he's now going to have to bust out in, you know, September and October. And I think that they're going to have to show their hand on some of these new formations and new wrinkles way earlier than I think you would want to.
And I would add to what you just said about coming out of the gates, he's historically strong. They started 7-0 last year, crushed the Titans, who, remember, were the number one seed in the AFC. I mean, obliterated them on the road, picked up wins at L.A. Rams, beat the Vikings, beat the Niners. You know, there's some quality wins in there. So historically, he's come out of the gate strong. Now you don't have Hopkins. You could, I mean, we got to see the schedule. But, you know, if they can get 4-2 without Hopkins, I mean, it's tough to gauge that without seeing the opponents. Is 4-2 reasonable?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. I think if they can, even 3-3, I think you live with, right? Because I think you're 100% right about the NFC West. Last year, everybody's talking about how difficult it is. I think this year, I agree with you. I think it's a winnable division. And my own, you know, this is what you do when you're the Cardinals and you finished in second place. It came down to week 18. All they needed to do was beat the Seahawks, were playing for nothing, and they couldn't do it. Meanwhile, the Rams win the division. The Rams added Bobby Wagner and Allen Robinson. The Cardinals added Nick Vigil and Will Hernandez prior to Hollywood Brown. So they still have some catching up to do. But yeah, 3-3, 4-2. They play the AFC West this year. So hopefully that AFC West is, you know, backs loaded in the second half of the schedule. But they also play the NFC South, which might be the weakest division in football. So I think the schedule is going to be a really big deal. What do we get that, you know, next week or the week after? It's coming pretty soon. So that'll be nice.
I know we'll get back to Kyler Murray in a sec, but on defense, they lose. I think Golden led the team in sacks and Chandler Jones was second, or vice versa. And are both gone?
Marcus Golden's back. Chandler Jones got right. Both had double-digit sacks last year. Chandler Jones had 5+ sacks in the first game against the Titans and then had 5 the rest of the year. But, you know, part of Marcus Golden's 11 sack season has to be attributed to the attention that defenses give Chandler Jones on an every down basis. So now you're replacing Chandler Jones really with Dennis Gardeck, who was a part-time player 2 years ago that contributed. 2 years ago, the Cardinals were one of the leading sack teams in the NFL. When Chandler Jones was also injured, and it was Hassan Reddick chipping in, it was Dennis Gardeck.
That's right.
And then they drafted 2 edge rushers in the 3rd round. You know, Cam Thomas out of San Diego State, the kid from Cincinnati, Sanders. So I think defensively they're going to need Isaiah Simmons to be a more disruptive presence around the line of scrimmage. And really, he's been at his best kind of in open space. So I think that's a big challenge for any team getting to the quarterback. They didn't spend the resources on pass rusher that I thought they would have spent this offseason.
Well, do you think that means that they think Simmons can be turned loose as a Jamal Adams type hybrid pass rusher? Because he's kind of struggled in other aspects of the game.
Yeah, he's a guy that kind of makes a few splash plays a year, but kind of struggles with the meat and potatoes of the job, you know, and the challenge there is Zaven Collins is going to be starting, and he was basically redshirted last year as their first-round pick out of Tulsa. I don't know if you probably remember the video. Remember from draft night, Zaven Collins was on the phone with Steve Kime, like, Steve, we're going to kill people. We're going to kill people. And then he couldn't get on the field. Hicks was their best linebacker last year. So that they spent 2 first-round picks in consecutive years on inside linebackers. They dedicated more resources to inside linebacker than any other team in football a year ago. And you're starting to see like that atrophy in other parts of their team because it's 2 first-round inside linebackers.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge.
or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
When I go on your show, we talk about Kyler Murray all the time. And, you know, I saw they picked up his fifth-year option and, you know, getting Hollywood Brown, who apparently is a friend of his dating back to their Oklahoma days. Like, in a way, they're bending over backwards for their quarterback, but in the NFL, you sort of have to, don't you? Because it's tough to find him. I mean, listen, I'd love to bring up my Jets all the time. We haven't had a franchise quarterback ever, Joe, ever, since I've been a fan. And, you know, Ken O'Brien, sorry, not a franchise quarterback. You know, we thought maybe Mark Sanchez is the guy. Come on, you know, I mean, let's be real. Like, 4 years after his Jets run, I think he's in the booth at ESPN and announcing games and stuff. So, I think you got to pay Kyler, right? You just got to acquiesce, no?
I mean, here's the crazy part about this situation, Jason, is Kyler's agent wanted a deal done as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. Like, he wanted a deal done as soon as the new league year told. So far, now we've seen the Deshaun Watson deal. We've seen all the other contracts. Now he's got even more leverage with DeAndre Hopkins' injury. I mean, Kyler Murray, here's what I'm fascinated by. What are they going to pay him? Is it 40, Derek Carr's worth 40. He's got to get more than 40 mil a year. He's 6 years younger with the same postseason track record as Derek Carr. Is he 45 million, which was previously the Mahomes mark? You know, is he 50? Does he want 50? No. This is a guy that's maximized leverage. I know, but he's going to ask for it.
Yeah. Well, the question, remember, we went through this with Dak Prescott, right? Like, should Dak get 40 mil? Like, has he earned it? Of course not. But what are the alternatives? And that's where it's like, holy cow, it's extremely bleak out there. You could try the, hey, we're going to franchise tag him twice like Washington did with Kirk Cousins, and then you lose him, and now Washington's in the quarterback wilderness cycling through, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and then they got Carson Wentz.
Alex Smith on one leg, last year.
So, I mean, ultimately, you kind of got to pay these guys. I think 45 is a little unreasonable, right? Like, but then again, Deshaun Watson fully guaranteed is extremely unreasonable, but that's how desperate Cleveland was, right?
Yeah, I think the Deshaun Watson deal has to be looked at as sort of the benchmark if you're an agent and a quarterback. I mean, if that's the precedent, you know, it's precedent with contracts. And once it gets set, it's what everybody wants. And Kyler is no stranger to maximizing leverage, given what he went through with the Oakland A's in the first round. Now, the difference with Dak, right, Kyler was the number one overall pick in the draft. Number one overall pick. And so his value, I think, is always going to be perceived on his end as at the highest end of the spectrum. He's done nothing to diminish that status as the number one overall pick. I think the Cardinals probably cost themselves probably close, Jason, to $100 million not getting this deal done in March or April. And now they're going to have to pay, in terms of guarantees and annual average salary, probably 75 to 90 million more than they would have had they just prioritized. They said draft prep. We'll get to you later. We don't like to be strong armed. Michael Bidwell kind of runs it like a mom and pop shop. He doesn't run it like Amazon, and he doesn't like to be strong armed, and Kyler's gonna reap a windfall from it.
Isn't that similar to Jerry Jones and Dak Prescott? Remember,
yes.
Jerry held out, didn't want to pay, and then other guys get signed, and the price just keeps going up. Ultimately, is this like a Kyler holding them hostage? Can he do that with his agent, the same agent as Cliff Kingsbury? Because Kingsbury knows without Kyler, forget it. You can go back and coach college football again, right?
Yeah, we make fun of it all the time here locally because his agent's name is Eric Burkhart. He wants to remind you at all times who he is, who he's repping. That's also a part of this is he's not dealing with, you know, a Drew Rosenhaus who's been in the game for 30 years and has just earned a reputation of getting deals. And Eric Burkhart is looking to make his mark in the NFL agent world with Kyler Murray as that next deal. So you've got that wild card. But yeah, I mean, I think the Cardinals, Kyler Murray has shown a willingness to make him uncomfortable. You know, he's doing it mostly from his, you know, gaming chair, live streaming on Twitch and sending out a tweet, but he's still willing to do it. And I think his willingness to make them uncomfortable was sort of an indication like, hey, I'm not doing this the old-fashioned way. I'm doing this the new-school way, and the Cardinals are going to have to respond to it. They just have to.
Since he's on Twitch, do you have to now go on there and see what's up?
I will not.
Right.
TikTok and Twitch are just two areas I can't wander into at this stage of my life, and probably to my professional detriment, Jason, but I'm willing to take that risk.
So I remember tweeting something about how, you know, there's this weird social media narrative. All like the football writers, have you noticed? They're not a big Kyler Murray fans.
No.
I don't know if that's like an advanced stats thing or just like a groupthink deal, but they don't like Kyler Murray. And I happen to put out a tweet, I don't know, a couple months back about how Kyler Murray, all he's done in the Arizona Cardinals is improve their record every year and get to the playoffs, right?
Yep.
And he hasn't been incredible, but he's done that. Like those are just the facts, just looking at the raw numbers. Like he's been good and they've gotten to the playoffs. And Burkhart happened to like retweet it or it made some comment on it. And I was a little surprised because why are agents on social media getting involved in this stuff? It's kind of a little unseemly, is it not?
It's how he's doing business. He's done it this whole offseason. I agree with you, this unseemly. No, you mentioned a really interesting thing about Kyler Murray, though, and it's true locally, too. And I think this will be true nationally when he breaks through, if he breaks through. There is a generational divide for support of Kyler Murray and the Cardinals fan base. When I tweet or talk about Kyler Murray, older Cardinals fans that understand that this has been a bad franchise for most of its existence in the desert, they will say, get rid of him. He is a spoiled, entitled dude, no leadership. I don't respect Kyler Murray's way of doing business. Get him out of here. The younger generation of Cardinals fans are like, leave him alone. You're being negative. And it's a really interesting flashpoint for how the worlds generationally are colliding in sports, where younger fans look at Kyler like, he's been great. Constructive criticism isn't allowed at a certain age. It's like anything you say makes you a hater. The older generation looks at Kyler Murray before the Rams game saying that he's always been awesome in the postseason. He's been awesome in high school. He was awesome in college. I'm going to be great. I'm not worried. I'm going to be awesome. And then after the game, blaming the offensive line, we need to run the ball more, and never really owning the individual accountability of that. And I even look at that, Jason, I'm like, his leadership is a real area he needs to improve on. He can do it, but he's got to be open-minded to it. I do think generationally there is a tendency for quarterbacks or individuals at that age to sort of be like, leave me alone, I'm good. And I think that's Kyler Murray's leadership in a nutshell.
Do you think there is a racial aspect to it? I know the height thing, you know, the old school guys are like, oh, I need my 6'3", 6'4", quarterback dropping back in the pocket. I don't want my quarterback running, you know. And then, of course, you know, Kyler Murray, a young black guy who's pretty cool, sits front row at the NBA games, is like all geared out.
At Mavericks games.
He just looks like a cool guy. That's right, you know, because he's a Texas guy. But, you know, it's people. You don't see that same vibe toward Patrick Mahomes. I mean, again, he's won an MVP in the Super Bowl. And he is a little more of a pocket guy. But I do wonder, do you think there's a racial or a running quarterback aspect to this, similar to maybe a Mike Vick back in the day?
I would never say no to that. You know, as a white guy, I would never begin to sort of, you know, dismiss that his challenges aren't at least motivated by people who look at him and see something that is deeply ingrained in football culture, which is, you know, black quarterbacks for years and years and years. And I'm old enough, and I just turned 40 to remember this, that they weren't capable of playing quarterback according to generational biases that were built into the NFL scouting world. So I would never say no to that. I think that's entirely possible. I think to your point, what I've watched is it's really, he has not built much of a relationship with the Cardinals fan base. He shows up, he plays, he's not really involved in the community as you would expect. He had his first charitable public outing. Now, granted, he came into the league when the pandemic hit, so it's not all his fault. But he was at the Boys and Girls Club right after his contract squabble popped up, and that was the first time he had sort of done it. He needs to build a relationship with the fan base, because he's kind of been a transactional quarterback. Show up, win, lose, go home. And unless you're, you know, on his Twitch feed, which is popular, and he's done charitable events on Twitch, you don't really see or hear much from him. And there's some old school kind of former teammates that rumble about, you know, he's a different dude. You know, I call him, he's like a house cat quarterback, you know?
A house what?
House cat. He's like, if you ever go into someone's house and they say they've got a cat. I'm not either, but like, you go into someone's house, like, I got a cat, and you're like, where is it? Like, it's under the bed 23 hours a day, right? It comes out once a day when the right people are around and the right conditions. And that's kind of Kyler Murray, is like, any loud noise kind of spooks him, and he doesn't want to talk, and he's uncomfortable. If you watch his weekly press conferences, he's not super comfortable in that role, and it's kind of built a barrier between him and the fan base.
Interesting. I wonder if there's any of the divide in the locker room. I remember when I was on your show, I had mentioned, like, you know, there is some scuttlebutt that he's last one in, first one out, and his mom does his laundry, and there's some chatter about the defensive players thinking he's too entitled. And I wonder if, you know, this will start to creep into the locker room, because you're right, the quarterback has to be that guy. I mean, even like Zach Wilson on my Jets is organizing wide receiver gatherings, whatever, out west in the summer to get the team like together, like the quarterbacks bonding with the team. And you kind of got to do that. Is there any of that with Kyler?
Yeah, so Zach Wilson's probably putting together sock hops for the guys out there, and you know, he's going
he's
to the soda fountain.
He's got
to
win the moment.
Yeah, Kyler. You know, the interesting about Kyler is this is the biggest Cardinals story that nobody's talked about this offseason. DeAndre Hopkins came out right after Kyler scrubbed his social media. D-Hop doesn't do a lot of media. He did it around the Super Bowl. He said this team had some clear miscommunication. On the field. Now, I'm paraphrasing DeAndre Hopkins, but he said publicly, we need one guy to sort of take charge and clean up our communication. Okay. That's DeAndre Hopkins saying, we need someone. Who would that be? That's got to be your quarterback on the field. That's got to be Kyler. Maybe it's Cliff, but even Cliff's job is to make sure Kyler's getting right. AJ Green came out 2 weeks ago after he resigned saying he had communication problems with Kyler Murray, that they need to do a better job of being on the same page. You're talking about two you know, Hall of Fame caliber wide receivers publicly talking about communication issues generally on the team, but also specifically in AJ Green's point with Kyler Murray. I think Kyler's just got to be more of a dude in the locker room. I think he's got to be more relatable. Yeah. I think he's got to be more active.
I thought maybe J.J. Watt could be that guy in the locker room, but, you know, veteran, been around the block, well-respected everywhere. The problem is he's not on offense, you know?
Right.
The quarterback's kind of got to be that guy.
Exactly.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. All right, Jody, well, at least you got some good content here all summer, I would suspect, until Kyler gets what he wants. By the way, does he ever do any media?
Traditional media? No. I mean, I mean, famously, you go back to that Dan Patrick interview before the draft where he basically had to look to his dad to answer questions for him. And ever since then, I don't know that Kyler, I may be wrong, he does not do any weekly team-affiliated radio station media the way you see other quarterbacks do. I don't think he's done many national interviews with anybody.
Yeah, so he's, I don't want to say he's hiding. He's ducking the media, but he's certainly not out there and forthcoming. Anyways, all right, Jody Ehler, Fox Sports Radio in Arizona. Thanks for taking the time, man. Enjoy the offseason full of Arizona Cardinals strife.
You're the man. I appreciate it.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.